One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. At 11 o'clock, it is 68 chilly degrees in Flemington. It's a little bit overcast, and there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 74. There's a slight chance of showers tonight. And then again on Friday, a slight chance of showers, the high going up to 78. Saturday and Sunday, though, look to be sunny with a high of 80 and 82. And in the evening, mostly clear with a low around 54.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, Rod Stewart.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Jim Thatch is off today, headed to the land of Anne Shirley, the perpetual and often annoyingly cheerful main character from Anne of Green Gables, much like Jim Thatch himself. Anne of Green Gables was written by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Jim will be back next week, and I will have some Anne of Green Gables trivia for him to see if he was paying attention. Later on today's show, I will be speaking with Libby Cudmore, author of The Big Rewind, and we'll be talking all things music, all things Brooklyn, and all things 80. A Tilted Trivia update, Library Summer Reading Club updates, and not much more on today's Library Show. So good morning. I know I promised all things 80s for the show, and I've started out with a song from 1972, Rod Stewart's You Wear It Well. And there are two reasons for this. First, Rod Stewart was among those honored this year on the Queen's 90th birthday honors list. It's Queen Elizabeth II, of course. Rod Stewart is now Sir Rod Stewart, and he will be knighted. And when he was asked about this honor, he made an allusion to the song when he said, "I thank Her Majesty and promise to wear it well." Today is also one of my longtime and dearest friends' birthdays. Happy birthday, Adrian, and while I am not going to disclose your age, may I just say you wear it well. So last night, of course, was Tilted Trivia at the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction. And I do not have Jim here to answer some of the questions that I brought back. The host, Matt Dolan, came up with a variety of unusual and challenging trivia, as always. And it was great to have our favorite kilt girl, Kat, back. And don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day. If you need a last-minute gift, there will be an engraver at the Tilted Kilt from 6:30 to 8:30 on Saturday. Buy a pint of Guinness, keep the glass, and get it engraved. So before we go to the break and I call our author. I want to talk a little bit about the summer reading club programs that are underway at the Hunterdon County Libraries. The theme this year for the children's program is On Your Mark, Get Set, Read. We had a kickoff event on Tuesday, and it was co-sponsored by the Hunterdon County YMCA, and it was well attended, where children got to learn some different sports rules and how to play some different games. And then registration started right after that, and there was people registering all the way up until 9 o'clock. So you can go to the Headquarters Library on Route 12 in Flemington, the Bookmobile in Bloomsbury, Hampton, or Stockton, the North County branch in Clinton, or the South County branch on Route 179 just north of Lambertville to register. This is a self-guided reading program. And you read books, and when you complete 5 books, you come into the library, say you've read 5 books, you will color in a little icon, and you will receive a prize. If you're still being read to, you can read 10 books, come in, have 10 books read to you, come in and color in your icon and receive a small prize. And during the summer, we do have some story times for children of all ages. If you go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on kids, you will get that information. We also have some programs for tweens and teens this summer. The tweens programs are mostly on Tuesday. Beginning on Tuesday, July 5th, we have Mad Science Workshops, Moving Motion. On Tuesday, June 12th, we have Wise Owl Workshops, and that's also at 2 o'clock. A week later, we have Hula at 2 o'clock. And then we have a Wednesday evening program, Fossil Dig for Grades 1 to 6, and that's 7 to 8. And then we finish up on July 26th with Art with Lindsay. And the North County Branch Library has the similar programs. They have Mad Science Workshop on a Thursday afternoon, July 7th, Wise Owl Workshops on Thursday, July 14th, Hope's Promise Miniature Therapy Horses, Thursday, July 19th. And if you missed them at the Headquarters Library, you should definitely go and see the miniature horses with sneakers on in the library. And Thursday, August 4th, we're going to have Lego Star Wars and Motorized Machines. We will also have summer specials, which are different programs, magicians and musicians. They will begin at the Headquarters Library on Thursday, June 23rd, and the North County branch at June 29th. And tickets are required for most of the performances, so make sure you check out the schedule and see which programs. And all programs, registration is required. You just need to sign up the week ahead of time. If you want to sign up for a program at the Headquarters Library, you can call 788-1432. To register at the North County Branch Library, you can call the Youth Services Department at 730-6135. And the South County Branch Library will be having just story times beginning Wednesday, July 26th, and registration begins June 29th. And the story times are held at 10 a.m., and you can call 609-773-0032 to register for those. And then we do have some teen programs for our teen cafe. They are going to begin July 6th at the Headquarters Library. There will be a flag basket. We'll make a flag basket, a woven basket, and that's going to be with the Hunterdon County Parks Department. On Wednesday, July 3rd at 7 p.m., we will have Paws to Read Therapy Dogs. And then Art with Lindsay on July 27th at 4 p.m. And a coding workshop on Wednesday, July 27th for anyone who would like to learn some computer code. The North County Branch Teen Cafe has Mad Science for Teens on Thursday, July 21st at 7 p.m. And the Flag Basket, which is also parent and child, will be repeated on Thursday, August 3rd. And again, information for all these programs can be found on our library's website, hclibrary.us. And children don't have all the fun at the library during the summer. We also have an adult summer reading club. It's been going on since the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. We currently have 121 members, and the theme this year is Exercise Your Mind. And again, from our website, hclibrary.us, you can go to the Adult Summer Reading Club page, and you can join now if you haven't already joined. You can see what other books members of the club are reading. There is a reading log, so you can keep track of what you've read. There are weekly prizes sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and those winners are listed on this page, so check and see if you've won. If you've finished a book, you click there and report the book you've read, and that's how you are entered into the weekly drawing. There's also a list of favorite books from 2015 Adult Summer Reading Club, a list of books from our first ever winter reading club. There's some frequently asked questions about the club. There is a blog and reviews. If you choose to write a short review about one of the books you read, you can click on that and see your review posted on our blog and see some other reviews posted by other members. And then we also have an end of the summer party for everyone, and you can click on that. That is Thursday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library, and you can just register for that. We also have a giveaway at the headquarters, North County and South County branch libraries, and then one for the Bookmobile and the 5 affiliate libraries, also sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. And to be eligible to win that, you just need to be a registered participant of the Reading Club. So before I go to our first commercial break and come back with Libby Cudmore, I would like to give shout-outs to our loyal and steadfast listeners, Kiko, Morgan, Jean, and two new friends, Genevieve and Ike. So I will be right back after these commercial messages with author Libby Cudmore.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Welcome back to the Library Show, and I'd like to welcome author Libby Cudmore to the show this morning. Did I lose
Hello.
You? Oh, you're here. Yay.
Yes.
Good. Well, welcome. Libby is the author of The Big Rewind, which was published in February by William Morrow HarperCollins. Libby's first book is a noir escapade through hipster Brooklyn that places aspiring music writers, now amateur sleuth Jet Bennett, on the hunt for a killer when she discovers the dead body of a local queen bee, Kit Kat, after accidentally receiving a mixtape meant for the victim. So thanks so much for joining me. Jim's
thanks
not
for
here
having
today.
Me.
In the background, I just want to say I'm playing a mixtape that was suggested by some of my 1980s graduating friends and our loyal listener, Kiko. I grew up when record labels such as KTEL were putting out their own mixtapes, the best of 70s sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the early 80s, people started doing it for their friends, their boyfriends and girlfriends. But I think you're a little too young to remember these tapes the first time round.
No, actually, I think the last actual tape I got was in about 1998. So
okay.
I've had plenty of tapes.
Okay. So which came first in your plot, the mixtape or the murder?
The mixtape, actually. I was listening to a mixed CD that someone had given me about 5 years ago from when I started writing the novel, and I was thinking about how the songs that he had put on this tape back then were still relevant to what I was feeling now, almost as if he had seen into the future and knew that later on these songs would mean something to me when I needed them most. So I got thinking of mixtapes as a piece of ephemera, as a document.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen if somebody found this CD years later, what would they think about the relationship I had with this person? What would these songs tell them? And so I got thinking, what happens if a mixtape or mix CD falls into the wrong hands or into the hands of somebody else? And that's where that scene, that opening scene where Jet finds the tape, came in. And because I have a background in crime writing and in mystery and noir fiction, there had to be a dead body in it.
Right,
because Kit Kat.
Because Jet goes to deliver the tape to Kit Kat and finds Kit Kat on her kitchen floor.
Mm-hmm.
On Kit Kat's kitchen floor.
Yes.
Murdered. And then she decides she's going to set out to find who did it.
Yep, it's kind of the classic amateur detective model.
How did you pick Brooklyn for your setting?
Well, I lived in Brooklyn Heights for a while. I lived in Manhattan for a bit. And hipster Brooklyn is one of those often mocked but kind of iconic locations. When you say Brooklyn, anywhere in the United States, I think that's what people think of, is that, you know, hipsters, the beards, and the deconstructed coffee and all their ridiculous nonsense. And I wanted to mock that, but lovingly, because I'm a closet hipster. Right now I'm wearing a CBGB's shirt and costume, so I really can't separate myself from that too far. But I wanted to give her kind of a location that was wacky, but grounded. I wanted it to be real, but surreal at the same time.
Okay. There's a lot of books coming out now that are set in the hipster kind of Brooklyn. I don't know if you read Emma Straub's latest book. but
I have it. It's on my TBR pile.
Yes, it's got that same kind of feel. So it's becoming a very popular place. Is the title of your book, The Big Rewind, is it an homage to Raymond Chandler, or did
it is?
Is it, was that your idea?
Yes, the original title was No Awkward Goodbyes, which was an homage to The Long Goodbye.
Okay.
And but it was a little awkward. It just, it didn't give a sense of what was really happening in the book. So my editor, Chelsea Emmelhines, who's now with Skyhorse, and my agent, Jim McCarthy, at Dysdale and Goodrich, we went back and forth with probably three dozen different titles and finally settled on The Big Rewind. It was right there in front of me the whole time. I don't know why I didn't think of it.
In the book, Jet not only revisits the mixtape, but she revisits her boyfriend box. I think that's something we all have. Maybe that's not a boyfriend box, but a box of our memories with our corsage from the prom. How important was that for Jet in getting her life, kind of letting go of her past?
Well, it's very, and that was one of the things I really wanted to address in this book, because as I wrote this, I turned 30, and I started looking at where I was in my life. I was on the verge. I got married last year, and so it was all these sort of turning points. And so thinking about what we keep and what we let go. And in with Jeff's boyfriend box, she's never going to forget the times that she had with these people. But there does come a time where you can't hold on to that ratty old T-shirt, and you can't, you know, you can't save everything. It's very, very KonMari of her. It's the life-changing magic of tidying up in a way. But in the sense that sometimes you have to let things go. You have to let the past go if you're going to move forward into the future. So that was a really important lesson for Jet, but also as I was writing it, learning to let go in order to move forward.
Jet says in her, in reference to her inability to get a steady job as a music journalist, "I wish someone had told me print is dead." But people thought vinyl was dead and gone, and it has made a tremendous comeback.
Oh, absolutely.
Is print really dead, or is there going to be a retro? Because your book was published in paper.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's funny because I always find that the people who will argue that print is dead are ones that have either, you know, just lost a job in it or are angry at it for whatever reason. I work for a community newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and we are thriving. I mean, yes, it's just a small little local newspaper, but we go to every house in my town, and people look forward to picking up our paper. We're having more and more subscribers every week. So from the way I see it, print is absolutely not dead. Books are on the rise. People are going to libraries more because they like holding something. No one can see what you're reading on your Kindle, which sometimes is good. But people want to be seen reading books.
Right,
they
and
want
if,
to be see them out there.
Right,
so
and I know
culture is so important.
And the subway right now has a. I know they have a project. They leave books with stickers on them, and they say, "Pick this up, read it for a while, and leave it on the train, and tell us what you thought about it." But they're not leaving Kindles laying around.
Yeah, and that's so cool. People, you need a break from technology every once in a while. So, the warm sound of vinyl, the feel of paper between your hands that's something that the digital era can't replicate.
Right, and if you drop it in the bathtub, you can dry it out.
Yeah.
But
it has a cool way to look to it.
Yeah, when you listen to music, cassettes, vinyl, CDs?
Mostly MP3s because I'm always on the go.
Okay.
But I have a project that I call Record Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which, because I do have a really nice and growing vinyl collection. And on my Twitter account, at Libby Cudmore, every Saturday night at 8, I live tweet a record.
Oh, how neat.
And I put a link to Spotify or to YouTube, depending, so that people can listen along. And about a month and a half ago, I'd say, maybe 2 months, I did the Vapors, Nuclear Days, which is, in the book, that's her friend Sid's favorite album. It's one of my favorite albums. And I just found out the Vapors have gotten back together, and they're going on tour. And I'm not suggesting that I got the Vapors back together, but it's a pretty neat coincidence.
But that's, no, it is. It definitely, that is very, very cool.
I like to think that I started a new legion of Vapors fans.
Oh, that's good. But because the artwork isn't there, the artwork of the old vinyl records.
No. Wow.
The covers.
And there's, I mean, there's some beautiful covers.
Yes. Yeah. If my co-host, Jim Thatch, were here, he would point to the Beatles. He's a huge Beatle fan. And he would point mm-hmm. to all those covers of the Beatles albums.
Yeah. So. My favorite album cover is probably Tom Waits' Blue Valentine. I just think it's such a beautiful cover. I think it's just incredibly sensual, and he looks really great. It's got Ricky Lee Jones on it. Like, it's a beautiful, beautifully shot album cover photo. So
what's your favorite decade for music, or your favorite? Wait, what do you like to listen to?
Everything. I listen to a lot. Probably the majority of my music is the 80s, just because that's sort of as I grew up. Lately, I've been a lot more into what J.D. Riznar is coined the term yacht rock. This year, I'm on track to see Steely Dan at least 3 times, maybe 4.
Oh, my.
I'm a huge Steely Dan fan. I love Michael McDonald. I just discovered the Pages, who are another sort of, they went on to for Mr. Mister, who ironically I don't like. I love the Pages, can't stand Mr. Mister.
Oh dear. Well, you'll want to hang up before the end of this tape mix then.
It's not Mr. Mister's fault. But so a lot of, right now it's a lot of that kind of like smooth music. A lot of singer-songwriters out of L.A., Tom Waits, Warren Zevon especially, and then heading into post-punk with the Smiths. I like the Replacements a lot. It's really everything. I hate when people say that, 'cause it's like, narrow it down with your favorite band. But I do. I have a really, really wide range.
And it often depends on your mood, I think.
Yeah.
Or what, and there's something about the 80s music. I don't know what it is, but, and maybe it's because it was my grammar school and high school years, but it just feels, so I guess, nostalgic, which is that we go to my husband and I go to a weekly trivia contest, and he says, okay, we're going to play the 80s, the oldies, and he starts playing 80s. And I kind of take umbrage at that, but.
Yeah, I would too. And it's funny, my husband works at a teen center, and, you know, they'll disagree about, you know, like modern music. Like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this. But if you put on the Jake Isles Band Centerfold mm-hmm. or Freeze Frame is what I hear down there a lot, they love it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like even like kids still like 80s music. There's something, it's fun. I've learned that if a party is flagging, if you put on Come On Eileen, everyone will be dancing. I've tested this theory at 2 weddings. Same with I used to throw a lot of parties in college, those huge costume parties, and my rule for throwing a party, whatever party it is, you have to play Wang Chung's Everybody Have Fun Tonight. That has to be the opening song at a party.
Okay, I will remember.
It sets the mood immediately.
How about books or reading? Did you read as a child?
Oh, absolutely. So, to the point where I would get in trouble because, you know, be like, we've got to go. And it's just, you know, one more chapter, hold on, let me just finish this page, I'm almost done. And, you know, my parents would come in and be like, come on.
Did you have any favorites or just anything?
My favorites were Anne of Green Gables, which I've read 1,000 times. It's weird, I didn't read the other ones until when I was living in New York. Because I didn't want Anne to grow up. I liked her the way she was. But then I read them when I was growing up, when I wasn't 11 anymore. So, which was nice. I was a big fan of Harriet the Spy.
Okay.
She was sort of my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
From the mix-up files, Miss Basil E. Frankweiler.
Didn't you want to get locked in the Met overnight?
Absolutely. And I spent a lot of one of my grandmothers lived in Manhattan. And so I used to go to the Met a lot. And I remember thinking, like, okay.
Where can I hide?
Where am I going to hide?
What do you read now?
Right now, I'm reading The Unfortunate Life Decisions of Dahlia Moss, which is by Max Weierstone. And I'm really loving that. And that's actually sort of inspiring my next work. But I was going through a big biography.
Mm-hmm.
And a creative nonfiction phase for a bit. I read Amy Poehler's Yes, Please. I read Nick Offerman's Paddle Your Own Canoe and Gumption. I read Donald Fagen's Eminent Hipsters. I've got a book on the Smiths that I have to read. So I go through phases of what I read.
Okay, and you have a blog that you post on, LibbyCudmore.com. And in one of your latest blog postings, you talked about your notebooks.
Yes.
Are all your books written by hand, or is all your writing done by hand, longhand at first, or?
The majority of it. It's not formatted. It's not, I don't sit down and write chapter one and then write the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write in sort of scattered scenes, and a lot of it will not get used, or it's really rough draft form. But to me, it's very freeing to write in a notebook because I could skip that page. I don't have to erase it.
Okay.
I can use it later. I'd actually started another book after I finished The Big Rewind. I had written a couple scenes for this other idea that I had, and it got scrapped because I just realized I didn't think I was interested long enough to keep it. But I went back and I pulled a character out of it and inserted him directly into my work in progress. But I like the tactile sense of pen and paper, of holding a notebook. There's something more beautiful about it than a computer. You know, you're never going to see an author's computer on display.
Right.
In a museum.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
It's always their notebook.
The Morgan on Madison Avenue a couple of years ago had a Modern Firsts exhibit, and there were a lot of notebooks or rough writings. And, you know, of course, it was the 20s and 30s, and there was not, you know, computer. But even somebody's typewriter, you at least can put a piece of paper in that and have it. When you say your book was, how hard is it to scrap a book? John Hart, he's also a HarperCollins author. He writes Southern Noir, and he just published a book after a couple of years' absence, and he said he had written one for over a year, and he just threw away 300 pages. And then, like you said, one character jumped out, and she became the main character of the next book. But how hard is it that you've put all this time and effort into something, and when you know it's not working?
Well, luckily, I'd only written a chapter of that one, so it wasn't hard at all. But before I wrote The Big Rewind, I had written three other books.
Okay.
And tried to shop them around, and they just didn't pick up, and they just didn't pick up, and they just didn't pick up. And it was hard. I mean, it's just such a heartbreak. I know they're still there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the second one I wrote, which was titled Six Bullets. I went back and read it a couple years ago, and you know, a lot of times you look back and say, like, oh, this is so terrible. But I looked back on that book, I was like, this is a perfect book. This is a beautiful book. And somebody should have wanted it. It was airtight. I mean, every line was just seamless. I was so proud of that book, and I don't think anyone's ever going to see it.
Do you think now that you've got a book out that somebody might take another look at it?
No, I think there are problems with it. I mean, I know what the flaws are, and it's just I don't think it could work.
Are you an outliner, or do you kind of write as you go?
I write as I go. I didn't know who murdered Kit Kat until about three quarters of the way through the book. I was like, well, I should probably wrap this one up at some point. I had no idea.
And that's pretty neat, like that you find out kind of along with the readers.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to talk about Billy Joel. You used to love him. You hate him now. In 1978, our music teachers let us bring in our favorite pop album to play, and I carried my beloved Sean Cassidy to school. And I warned Mr. Pampel, do not scratch it. But then Billy Hoffman brought in 52nd Street, and he had me at Zanzibar. The Bridge was my first grown-up concert, where I brought my own tickets, drove myself to the Brendan Byrne Arena, which is now the Izod Center, and I was the big man on Mulberry Street in high school. So, how did you fall disenchanted with him?
I could blame the Smiths for that one. Because once you listen to... Billy Joel was sort of, in a weird way, my angsty teen music, because I've always been too old. I was listening to, you know, Billy Joel in 2000, when I was, you know, what, 17? Once I discovered Morrissey and his beautiful wordplay and his beautiful sarcasm, I just couldn't take Billy Joel anymore. It just seemed so heavy-handed and just such a pale comparison. And my continuing love of sort of rediscovering Warren Zevon in college, and then, you know, moving on and really, really going down the Steely Dan wormhole. Billy Joel just seems so silly.
Well, I have to say, Piano Man, I do not like. It is the most overplayed, overhyped song. And the man who started this station claims he heard Billy Joel sing the song in a bar in one of its earliest incarnations. And I adore Richard, but I still hate that song, and I kind of don't even believe the story. So there it is.
Yeah,
it's out.
It's a garbage song. It's like it's that and Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. Oh, it's the two and Hey Soul Sister.
Okay.
Train are the three worst songs ever written. They were written by Satan, and they're bad.
And I did read your...
This is the reason I hate Mr. Mister.
Okay.
It's not Mr. Mister's fault.
Okay, it's whoever wrote their song.
Yes, because I reverence Mr. Mister. Now, whenever I think of Mr. Mister, I hear that stupid train song in my head, and that's it, my day's ruined.
I'm sorry. We'll try and get you... We'll see if I can skip... Because actually, Billy Joel's "I Go to Extremes" is on this.
I love that song. Everything is like there are Billy Joel songs that I really love. He's just such a cornball. I mean, I still think the live version of "Summer Highland Falls" from the Millennium Concert is one of the most beautiful pieces of music ever committed to recording. It is so beautiful, and he's great live. It was my first concert at the Carrier Dome. And he's so electric live, and a lot of that isn't captured in recording.
Yeah, actually, Jim's going to see him in Madison Square Garden next month.
Where he lives.
Yeah.
It also infuriates me that, you know, Warren Zevon is dead, and Billy Joel is married. He's married a woman my age. It's just like, life is not fair.
I know, well.
That is topically unfair.
And you start with Christie Brinkley, you know, where else do you go?
Yeah, I guess you just get younger and younger and younger.
And I did read your blog post on the worst song on a mix ever, Only the Good Die Young. And Catholic girls thrive on guilt, and Billy Joel knows that, and he was going to fully take advantage of that.
No, he's just so gross. He's just a sleaze. And also, my ex is really into Billy Joel.
Okay.
And so, like, it was one of those things, like, in the breakup, I kind of, like, I let him have Billy Joel. Like, by that point, I more or less moved up. It's like, no, you know what? You're losing everything in this. I will let you have Billy Joel as a consolation prize. Please enjoy.
That's right. You don't get me, but you get Billy Joel.
Yeah. I will take my Smith poster and my Steely Dan record, then I will go elsewhere.
Okay. So, tell me more about Jet. Is she coming back? Has she been in some of the short stories you've written? Or is her story over?
She hasn't. I would love for her to come back. I would love to get to write a second Jet Bennett book. I've got ideas for several, so we just have to see how the Big Rewind does, how people are responding to her. I think she'd be a lot of fun to write for, and because I like her and Sid as partners, so I'd sort of like to see them go forward as a crime-solving duo.
What's next for you?
Right now, I'm working on a new book. I'm about halfway through with the first pass. I was working on it this morning in my notebook, actually in the new notebook, Arch Super Cola, because I finished out Luca. All my notebooks have silly names. But so really just working on that and thinking about sort of the next couple projects. So I'm going to be writing two pieces for the Rolling Stone 500, which is a blog dedicated to essays about all 500 albums on the Rolling Stones list. I'll be doing Neat is Murder by the Smiths and the Talking Heads 77.
Did you get to pick those, or were they?
What?
Were they your choices?
Yes, they gave us a list, and I snagged those two. Neat is Murder is not my favorite Smiths album. It's actually my least favorite Smiths album, but, yeah.
Well.
We gotta do what we gotta do.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything else that we should know about you, or other than go out and buy your book?
No, and if you're on Twitter, by all means, tune into Record Saturday. My favorite part about that is I love hearing, you know, I could talk about Warren Zevon all night, but I like hearing other people's thoughts about the record. When I played the Flashdance soundtrack, which is such a great record, I actually had a couple people say to me, this is great. Now I'm going to put this, I think one of them had a bachelorette party that she was going to, and she was going to put a couple songs on a mix for that.
Oh, neat.
So I like hearing, I don't do Record Saturday just to talk. I like hearing other people's stories. So by all means, join me for that. It's always fun. And I just love hearing from my readers. So I'm available on Twitter. You can find me on my blog because I like hearing from people. I like hearing about what music people are listening to and what books they're reading. And also, I guess my last public service announcement, keep making mixtapes, keep making CDs, keep making Spotify playlists. It's the nicest thing you can do for someone.
That's really great. Well, thank you for taking time out this morning. To talk to
so
us.
Much.
I appreciate it. And I will send you the link to the archive tomorrow.
Perfect. And I will tweet it out.
Okay, excellent. So thank you so much. And everybody, make sure you take a look at Libby Cudmore's blog and her Twitter and listen to her vinyl playbacks on Twitter on Saturday night.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. It was great talking with you.
Great talking with you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye. So I want to, again, thank Libby Cudmore for taking out her time this morning. And I am still playing in the background the mixtape that a whole bunch of my listeners helped me assemble. So we're going to go to the last commercial break a little bit early. And then when I come back, I'm going to wrap it up, talk about a couple things coming up in the near future for the library, and then I will go through this mixtape. I don't think we're going to get all the way to the end of it because it's pretty long, but I'll give shout outs to everyone who took out their time to pick out their favorite songs. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com, all business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming, proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch is out today. He will be back next week. And Jim Gano will be in at 12 o'clock to take care of some business. We were just talking with author Libby Cudmore. And then I'm going to talk a little bit before I give credit for the mixtape we had playing in the background. I'm going to talk about a couple programs coming up this week at the library. Tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m., we're going to have the Star Spangled Songbook with Dave DeLuca. A lifelong New Jersey native, Dave DeLuca has been a professional musician since 1977. Join Dave as he presents the Star Spangled Songbook, a musical celebration of the great American composers and lyricists whose body of work boosted the morale of the people living through the deprivation of the Great Depression, those who went on to fight in World War II, and those who stayed behind to keep the war effort going on at the home front. Together, they crafted a body of work that is uniquely American, from Tin Pan Alley to Broadway, from jazz standards to the songs that won the war. And that program is tonight at 7 p.m., the North County Branch Library, 65 Halsted Street. You can call 730-6135 to register, but I'm pretty sure you can stop in and there will be room for you tonight. You can also go to our website, hclibrary.us, and register there. Click on the events calendar, and then there is a link to register. Next Thursday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, we're going to have a Tuning Fork Healing Sound Concert with Scott Hartley. Sympathetic resonance influences the mind and body to relax and enjoy the sound of the pure tones of the tuning forks. You will feel great as you enjoy this music of the spheres with the healing sounds of the platonic tuning forks. When we hear them, we are drawn into a still point and our nervous system shifts into a new tone. Scott Hartley has a BA in philosophy and an MS in natural medicine, and he is currently working on his doctorate in natural medicine. He has studied the use of tuning forks with John Bailu. Seating will be limited because most of the seating will be on the floor, so please be sure to register. But if you need to participate in a chair, let them know and we will provide a chair for you. And then the last Thursday in September, on June 30th, we are going to have the 20th Langman Family. Oh, no, it's not the 20th. The Langman Family performs 20th Century Composers with Calvin, Justine, and Andrew Langman. You may have watched these Young People Grow Up in their concerts at the North County Branch Library. It was put together by Calvin, and it will feature piano trios by Shostakovich, Difala, Palenque, and Dvorak. Calvin is 18. He has been playing cello for more than half his life and has loved every moment of it. He will be attending the Robert McDuffie Center for Strings in the fall, pursuing a degree in cello performance. Justine is 23, and she has been playing the piano since she was 6. And she will be attending Rutgers in the fall to pursue her PhD in mathematics. Andrew is 20 and has been playing the piano and violin since the age of 5. He is currently pursuing degrees in mathematics and piano performance at the University of Texas in Austin. So again, this is Thursday evening, June 30th at 7 p.m. We ask that you do register for our programs to ensure that we have enough seating, or in the event that our program has to be canceled or postponed, we can contact you. The number for the North County Branch Library is 730-6135. And our monthly meetings of WordPress continue on Tuesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. WordPress is a great open source development platform, which is quickly gaining momentum and popularity. So that will be Tuesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. And we'll be coming up with our big summer concerts series beginning in August. There'll be 3 Wednesday evenings in August. The Summer Swing Orchestra on August 3rd at 6:30. That's a big band. The Blauenberg Band, all kinds of Sousa marches. Wednesday, August 10th at 6:30. And as Jim would say, our tentpole concert, The British Invasion and the American Response, by the British Invasion Tribute Band, and that will be on Wednesday, August 17th at 6:30 p.m. And we are hoping to have a food truck there that day with some ice cream. And then we still have some movies at the library. Tonight we're showing The Revenant at the Headquarters Library at 6 p.m. And then we will be showing Joy with Robert De Niro on next Thursday, June 23rd. And that will be repeated on Saturday at the North County Branch Library on June 25th at 2 p.m. And the North County Branch Library is going to be showing some Friday afternoon movies. There will be The 100-Foot Journey on Friday, July 22nd, and that is starring Dame Helen Mirren. And then Chef on Friday, July 29th, and that is 2 p.m. And the Friends of the Library sponsor all our movie series by paying for our licenses, and we like to thank them very much. And you may bring your favorite snack and any non-alcoholic beverage you would like to these movies. But definitely please sign up for them ahead of time, as they are very popular. And I'm going to finish our mixtape with what is, according to Scott, the greatest song ever written, Sister Christian, by Night Ranger. And it was written by band member Kelly Keegan and for his younger sister. So we're going to let Sister Christian take us out. A big thank you to Libby Cudmore for talking to us this morning. And thanks to everyone who contributed to our 80s mix, and thanks especially to Jeremiah Harris for helping me compile this playlist, because I'm still technologically challenged. We listened to Animotion's Obsession, which was suggested by Adrian, Money for Nothing and Tainted Love by our loyal listener Kiko. Our co-host Jim Thatch suggested Born in the USA. Dave from California suggested Whip It by Devo. And Karen in A Big Country. Flag Girl Denise suggested Pac-Man Fever. And Sister Belinda, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Shelley suggested Iran, Flock of Seagulls, and I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel, which we learned today is an acceptable Billy Joel song. My two picks were Don't Stop Believin' by Journey and Shout by Tears for Fears. David T., who, by the way, attended my first grown-up Billy Joel concert with me, suggested Broken Wings by Mr. Mister, West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys, Alive and Kicking, Simple Minds, and The Glory of Love by Peter Cetera. And the last song is what you're hearing right now, Sister Christian by Night Ranger. And that's what we're going to go out with. Jim Gonneau will be here shortly. So thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out Libby's blog and to follow her Twitter on Saturday nights. And remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or come in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The director of the CIA says ISIS has not been reduced and the group is still a major threat. John Brennan telling the Senate Intelligence Committee this morning that ISIS has a large group of Western fighters who could potentially serve as operatives for attacks in the West. In the wake of the Orlando massacre, a somber Brennan saying the group is probably, quote, exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including refugee flows. The Egyptian government says search teams recovering the cockpit voice recorder of the Egypt Air jetliner that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. A statement from investigators indicate the device has been damaged, but the memory unit appears to be intact. The development comes a day after Egyptian authorities say several main pieces of the Airbus A320's wreckage had been located. And three college students reported overdue from a trip to the Florida Everglades are safe. The Coast Guard confirming the National Park Service found the three missing students this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The president heads to Orlando today after Sunday's mass shooting at a gay nightclub. Gunman Omar Mateen killed 49 people before being killed by police early Sunday. The president will meet privately with the victims' families. More of that hot and sticky weather is in Mississippi today and across a lot of the country, but they say it's not going to last a lot longer.
Heat advisory now in effect for western Mississippi and also slightly east of I-55. But there is some relief on the way for the weekend.
Even though the temperatures may not be all that much cooler, they'll be a little bit closer to normal, but the humidity levels will be way down compared to